Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Mega News Network on the Blog Talk Radio Network. I'm Russ, one of your co-hosts, a.k.a. Gunny. I'm sure Joseph will be joining us here shortly. They were having some internet problems there throughout New Mexico today. Circuit's blown or something, so I'm sure he's trying to get here with us. I don't know if Virgil's out there or not, but anyway, welcome to Monday Night Show, and it's been quite an interesting week. We have another media fan the flames police shooting, and I'd like to say something about that right off the bat. If you're going to fight with cops, if you're going to steal one of their weapons and you have to taser the weapon, if you're going to run, turn around and shoot at them with it, you're probably going to get shot, okay? It's not rocket science, ladies and gentlemen. So anyway, here we have another felon being made out to be a super dad and father and cousin and uncle and brother and what have you. But the truth of the matter is, the only reason he was not in jail was due to the fact that COVID-19, he was released. And what was he in jail for? Family violence. 7 years for beating his child or children, okay? And answer me one question, all right? How bad do you have to beat a child to get 7 years in jail, okay? This guy's not a hero. He's not a stand-up guy. He fought the police. Unlike George Floyd and myself, I personally think it's a hoax. But
hey, can you hear me now?
We can hear you now, Joseph. I've been rambling on there, so anyway.
Yeah. I had Russell's on here and everything. Yeah, a lot of weird things are going down. A lot of cell services was out everywhere. Internet up here was down, so I don't know if we got. They're saying we got the main systems were getting hacked. So I was hearing some of that was going on. So I tell you what, it's been a weird day today. How you doing, Russell?
Okay, and to add to Russell's little rant there, they're on alert in New Jersey. Black Lives Matter and Antifa are supposed to burn the woods down because a white-tailed deer ran through one of their protests and injured three of the protests. So now white-tailed deer are racist.
Well, we know that. I mean, those white-tailed deer, you got to watch it. Or if we want to go on a little bit fun stuff here, let's talk about Chaz. Now the Country of Chop, they changed their name, okay? They had a person come join them, brought their tent, set it up. We're going to be part of Chop, right? Well, they went out to do some stuff, and they came back to the tent, and their laptop was stolen. $400 in cash was stolen, and their food was stolen. So Chop did an investigation, and they came back, and they told this guy, well, there's no way to prove that anybody here did it, and it could have been someone who needed that stuff worse than you did, so you should just consider it an unplanned donation, and you guys did a really good job today.
Right.
Well, on that one, Russell, on that one, I managed, I plugged in my tinfoil hat to the wall, and I got in touch with Elvis. I got in touch with Elvis. He's bringing the ship within range, and he's going to beam me up because I filed my final report to him. That this planet is totally fucked up and the people are beyond help. I want to get the fuck out of here. So.
Hey, you all fucked up, Royal.
Hey, Joseph. It sounds like you're talking in a tin can or something, brother. You're real fuzzy and.
How's this?
That's not really better. It's the same thing. It still sounds like you're talking to a tin can.
I don't know,
dude. Something like that to you, Virgil, is it on my end?
Yeah. Are you going through your computer or are you calling in?
I had to call in. So, like I said, weird shit going on today.
Okay, but if you don't mind, let's go back to this lady shooting here and stuff like that. You absolutely got to give me a fucking drink, okay? The media's fanning this stuff again. Here we have a child beater convicted. 7 years, supposed to be doing 7 years of prison time. A liberal paying him out on bail or whatever like that because, oh my God, we're all going to die from the COVID-19. And he goes out there, gets drunk, instead of going to jail for a DUI, when they would have turned his right back loose, he decides he's going to fight the cops. Well, let me tell you something. You know, if you decide you're going to fight cops and you're going to grab one of their weapons, and is a taser a lethal weapon? It can be. Is it considered one? I don't know exactly, but it can be a lethal weapon. But anyway, he stole the weapon, turned around, fired it at the cop. Like I said earlier, ladies and gentlemen, this is not rocket science. If you pull that shit, there's a better than average chance you're going to get your ass shot. Okay? You know, like I said, it ain't rocket science.
I mean, even under the stand your ground laws in states, okay, if you throw a punch and hit somebody in the face, okay, it's chitty chitty bang bang time. You are legal to bust a cap in his ass.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, he hit a police officer. He grabbed a taser, which could have disabled the officer, which he could have grabbed his weapon, is what people don't look at. He could have used that to enhance his ability to do bodily harm. Okay? Plus, the guy was a fucking blooming idiot anyway. Okay? Now, on the other hand, the guy was drunk as shit. They had his car. They had his driver's license. They knew where he lived. Personally, I wouldn't have wasted my time fighting or chasing with the son of a bitch. Because I guarantee you, he was so drunk, he probably would have run out in the street and got hit by a car.
Right.
Or they could have waited for him at his house. But in the heat of the moment, you know, by the letter of the law, and charging this police officer with murder is just a political dog and pony show. They do not have a case. They do not have a case against this man. These officers did not walk up to him with the intent to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
They walked up to him with the intent to investigate why the fuck he was passed out drunk in the drive-thru line at a Wendy's.
What? I mean, they're curious, and I saw the whole video. They did nothing wrong. Nothing was done wrong.
This officer's life is going to be ruined because they're going to want to use him as a sacrificial lamb to keep the animals, to keep the savages quiet. You know?
Yep.
I mean, people, look at what's going on here. This is like watching reruns of American Bandstand, okay? What you have here is the repeat of Obama's greatest hits. War on police, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, blah, 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 blah. It's 2016 all over again. Come on, people.
Well, Virgil made a very valid point there. I mean, this is all political bound. And the thing of it is what people don't understand is this is a continued attack on President Trump, but it's also fully intent to demoralize the American citizenry. All right? This happens every 4 years, like clockwork. And we told you this on this show, and we told you this. I know some of y'all don't want to believe me, but here, let me give you an example. First, let me make my statement, then I'll give you an example, okay? There is absolutely no, there are not two parties in the United States, all right? There's one party. The ruling class, okay? Now, they want you to think there's two parties, but let me give you an example. And everybody's like, yeah, we got to take the House back. Yeah, we're going to take the House back, and we're going to get some shit done. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, when President Trump was elected, we had the House. We had the Senate. We had all of it. And what got done? Not a fucking thing. And then what happens next? About 30 fucking Republican congressmen decide they're going to retire, and I'd like to see what their bank accounts looked like right after they turned in their signature and handed the House back to the Democrats. Why? Because their handlers, the elitists, the banksters, ain't going to put up with us having control over our country. They're not going to put up with answering for their crimes against us. And if you think your bankster is your friend, you're full of shit. Right now, they're getting their money for zero fucking interest, all right? They're borrowing all the money they want at zero interest. They're not paying anything for their money. What are they charging you for your money? If they came back and said, oh, this is great, man. Hey, man, we're going to give y'all cut. We're going to give y'all a break on y'all's interest rates, too, you know, because we're Americans and we're all in this together. No, it ain't never going to happen until we take the country back. All right? I'm telling you, they sold us to the bank and Florida government. There's not two parties. Mm-hmm. Taking back the house ain't going to do us a bit of fucking good. This is going to continue. They're going to keep pushing until it's the end of America as we know it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a lot closer than you fucking think it is. Because I'm telling you, man, these law enforcement officers are having fucking, they're about to have enough of this shit, man. And when your little, when your little conservative Christian ass who wanted all these fucking laws and gun laws and all you mad mothers out there and all you other fucking con scum, when you dial that 911 and nobody comes, I'm going to sit right there and I'm going to fucking laugh at you. All right? Because you're the biggest part of the problem is Nancy Pelosi, Schumer, or anything else because you're fucking cowards.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And do not believe that the Republican Party is all that righteous. Let me tell you something. The Republican Party will put out just as much fucking bullshit propaganda as the Democratic Party. Okay? They will put it out there. They will put it out there. They're all part of the establishment, the elitists. Okay? You know, you hear these Republicans, you hear these Republicans get up and say, oh, well, we need term limits. We need term limits. But the same motherfuckers that are screaming about term limits keep running for re-election.
Right. That's been there for 34 years.
And I mean, you know, as far as this shit going on in Seattle, you know, people want to go up there and they want to run them out and everything else. No, don't do that. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your effort. Don't waste your resources. Leave them right there where they are. Just seal everything off, nothing coming in, nothing going out. And when the food runs out, when the electricity gets cut off, when the water gets cut off to that section of town, they're going to turn on each other. Mm-hmm. Why waste your time? Why waste your time going in there wanting to kill somebody when you can force them to kill each other? They're going to do it. They're going to do it. I mean, if just like the deal with the computer and the $400 in the food, if they steal from each other, that's a sure sign right there that you're going to turn on somebody, that you're looking out for yourself. I mean, it's no different. These are the same people. These are the same people that went in and hoarded toilet paper. Come on, guys. Come on. And if you shed a tear for these Targets and Walmarts and these Best Buys and all these big corporate entities getting looted and burned down, let me tell you something right now. The stockholders in this, in Walmart and Target and all of that, they're laughing their ass off. You know why? You know why? Because they didn't have to pay anybody to work, and they sold everything in the store to the insurance company. Ta-da! What did I tell you, people? This is all about deep pockets. It's all about the money. It's all about the money.
All about
if you
control.
Look, these dumbasses contributing to Black Lives Matter. They go on to some foundation, the Blue Foundation, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What is the Blue Foundation? It's a campaign slush fush fund for Nancy Pelosi, Elizabeth Warren, Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, every Democratic candidate that ran for president, every Democratic senator and congressman that's coming up for re-election.
Mm-hmm.
It's a scam, people. It's a scam. Open your eyes.
Yeah,
I know you're doing it
too, for just because the Democratic Party is so bankrupt. They got to get their money somehow. You know?
The Democratic Party is not bankrupt. The Democratic Party is far from bankrupt.
I don't know. I've seen documents on that, but it's hard to say. But this dude is so insane that. Everybody's
you're looking at the documents from the Blue Legend. You're not looking at the documents from the Red Legend, which includes China, Iran, Saudi Arabia, United Nations, all these other countries, North
you
Korea,
got
your, South
you got
Korea.
Colors, mate. You got your colors swapped around there, Virgil.
Well, the Red Legend or the Blue Legend, whichever one, he's looking at the wrong one. They're looking at the ledger they show to the IRS. They ain't looking to the ledger that the boss knows, that the boss got. That's what the true property is.
And here we go. COVID-19 absolutely died for 3 weeks. You didn't hear shit shinola from it at all. Maybe a minute or two here, a minute or two there, because they had all these riots and chaos that they sponsored, paid for, and did all the logistics on. Yes, it's a fact, ladies and gentlemen. It's not a conspiracy theory. But now that the riots have died down, they're trying to, of course, mainstream media is trying to fan it with this shit. I don't even know what this fucker's name is, man. I read what he did, and I said, all right, I'm done with it. I haven't even watched any of it. But here we go again. All of a sudden, man, got to have something. COVID-19 back, and Trump's going to kill everybody because he's having a rally. Now, all these hundreds of thousands of people out on the street, asshole elbow, that was fine, man. That was for the call, for the struggle. But don't you fucking conservatives and patriots do anything like that, because we're going to fucking try to shame you to death, because y'all are out there trying to kill everybody. Because y'all are white,
Amen.
Y'all are evil.
Amen. 40,000 protesters in New York. 40,000 protesters in New York. Okay. Who were the leaders in COVID-19? New Orleans, Louisiana, and New York. Okay? But, boy, we got these big rallies down in Jackson Square. They're destroying monuments. They're talking about socialism and all of this here. Got all of the barrooms open now in New Orleans. All of the drunks are out there. Black Lives Matter and all of this kind of shit here. And protest up in New York and everything, but Trump wants to hold a rally. Oh my God, we're gonna die! Oh my God, we're gonna die!
And
I mean, come on, people! I mean, come on! The baby bear hollering at mama. Somebody's been sleeping in my bed and the bitch is still here. That's just a fucking fairy tale. Okay? It's a fairy tale.
Yeah.
Written by Mother Goose. Mother Goose.
Right.
I fucked her.
Right.
You know? So, I mean, come on. Now they're picking on a little cartoon dog in a police outfit. They're taking Elmer Fudd's shotgun away from him, Yosemite Sam's gun away from him. I mean, come on, people. How deep is this shit gonna go?
But hey, Virgil, every bloody ass fucking video game is still out there running wide open. Bang, bang, shoot 'em up. Blood and guts everywhere. But you can't mess with big cats. You can't mess with,
my grandson came and he done beat on Call of Duty, every Call of Duty game that done come down the line, he done beat Chris Kyle. He done killed 100,000 son of a bitches. He done made Chris Kyle look like shit, like a bitch, you know? And, I mean, this kid here, he'll get on that phone and he'll wake up in the morning and go to bed at night playing that shit all goddamn day long. That's all they do. But I want to watch a Bugs Bunny cartoon. you know, where Daffy Duck gets his bill, you know, gets shot in the face and his bill turns around to the back of his head, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's violence. That's not comedy. You know, I mean, they're even picking on Law and Order. Law and Order is a really good show. It's a really good show. I like watching it. Now they're picking on Law and Order.
Anything that has to do with cops and guns, they're getting rid of. Anything that has to do with statues and histories, they're getting rid of.
I'm gonna tell you what. If they want to pick on a cop show, they need to pick on Chicago PD. Because I'm gonna tell you what, Hank Voigt, that is one of the cruelest cops I've ever seen in my fucking life on that show. That's
right,
somebody don't
right.
give a shit.
Right.
but it's just never friggin' ending, all right? And we said this 1,000 times and we've called it and stuff, but do a little research, man. What you are seeing happen right here, right now, when the Nazi Party was coming into power, and they thought they had stuff going, and they had their politicians in their pockets and stuff like that. What's the first thing they did? What do we see happen in CHOP, right? You have to defund. You have to make the police the enemy so their brown shirts can go out, burn, pull down statues, deface statues, rob, burn, and loot. All Antifa, whatever you want to call those fuckers, man, they're a bunch of little, most of them are little rich, white, privileged fucktards, all right? BLM and all that, they are the Democrat Party. And I really even hate calling them the Democrat Party now because they're not. They are the Socialist Party of America, all right? Let's be straight up. Let's be honest with it. And on that hand, though, the Republicans ain't better, because what have you seen the Republicans do? What have
mm-hmm.
they done? Have you seen them call for any arrest? Have you seen them stand up and back up President Trump? No. President Trump is a man on an island. And you may not like him, and there's some shit that pisses me off about him, too. I keep trying to get over the fact that he's a fucking Yankee. But it's just really hard to do, all right? And I apologize for that, America. But he does have the best interest of America at heart, and he's not getting any help. All these fuckers are still running around free. This treason's gone unpunished, and somebody sent me a video earlier today, I usually don't reply or anything on them because I get just shit tons of those stuff a day.
Right.
But this one I had to answer because, all right, arrests have been made. Comey's in Gitmo and Strzok's in Gitmo and Soros has been arrested and terminated. Or what's the word they use? When they give executed. And it just went on and on. And Pelosi's at Gitmo now, and Schumer's at Gitmo now, man. And I actually took the time to fucking reply to this. And I told him, you need to seek help for your addiction problem, all right? I don't know what you're smoking, what you're snorting, but you have a problem with it, okay? And get you some help. I don't want to see anything bad happen to you. Because, I don't believe any of these people are going to get arrested because y'all absolutely refuse to accept the fact that there is not a two-party system. We have a ruling class. These
mm-hmm.
motherfuckers work hand in hand together, and the Republicans don't like being in power, okay? Because if they're not in power, they can sit there and slam their fist on the table and tell you what they're going to do. But ladies and gentlemen, like I said earlier, we had the House, We had the Senate, we had the presidency for 2 years. We could have fixed all kinds of shit. And go ahead, tell me. Somebody call in and tell me what the fuck they got accomplished. Come on, I'm right.
917-889-3890. Also come in the chat room. I just opened it. I always forget the damn chat room, guys. But the chat room is open, but come in there.
And Russell, you know, people, you know, they, they're finally calling in the Obama administration people. They're finally going to get Hillary to testify about the emails. You want me to tell you what their testimony is going to be? I can tell you every word of their.
And I take this because and I don't
I refuse to answer the question because it might tend to incriminate me. And that is what you are going to hear for every fucking question you're going to hear. And just like Russell said, I don't recall. But 2 years from now, they're going to write a fucking book. And they're going to recall every fucking thing.
Right.
Like I'm saying, when you got deep pockets, you can afford top-notch lawyers. Okay, and these lawyers didn't get to where they are. You know, these are the creme a la creme of bullshit artists. Okay,
right.
And they are going to wrangle. They're going to pull laws out from back in the days off the caveman walls when the dinosaurs was around. Okay. And they are not going to allow these people to testify. I exercise my Fifth Amendment rights. That's what people need to learn. Whenever you get fucking arrested, okay, it don't matter what you're getting arrested for. You're going to fucking jail, okay? If they're putting the handcuffs on you, you're going to fucking jail. No matter what you say. So the only words that are supposed to come out of your fucking mouth is, I want a lawyer. That's the only statement you're supposed to make. No. I want a lawyer. You don't sign anything. You don't say anything more. I want a lawyer.
Exactly.
That's supposed to be the only words out of your mouth.
Exactly. Also, too, we're going back to what Russell's been saying all along. The crooks ain't going to arrest the crooks. The only thing that might happen with Hillary is she may self-suicide. That's the only thing that might happen. I don't have any. There's no hope. There's very little hope left.
Well, if we want to be honest, if we want to be completely honest about what's going on and who we've got on our side with all the systemic corruption in D.C., the police departments aren't. Now, you got bad dude police departments here, there, whatever like that. But I will say 7 out of 10, maybe 8 out of 10 of those guys are just going to work every day trying to do their job. If you don't fuck with them, they ain't going to fuck with you. And if you treat them with a little respect, you're going to get some respect back. Okay?
Exactly.
That's that. But those guys aren't really on our side. They talk about, we've got these constitutional sheriffs with us and stuff like that. Don't hold your breath, ladies and gentlemen. I'll tell you what, right now we're losing this. Every day that goes by, we're losing our country. All right? And you've got a few talking heads out there running their cock holsters and, this and that. Yeah, whoa. And ladies and gentlemen, it's all fucking propaganda.
And also,
our country, I have no doubt. And everybody's like, it's going to be a Trump landslide. Yeah. Don't hold your breath because a lot of these friggin' Christians are going to sit home on their ass again because, he's just mean. you know, don't think the left is fired up. They're not fired up behind Joe Biden. They're fired up to get rid of Trump. And I guarantee you, if they are successful doing the end of the country will come so damn swiftly it'll make your head spin.
Right. And two, and this is, I know you two are going to agree with me on this. If we would have pulled this shit like we did in Oregon, we pulled that shit in Seattle, they would have the military on us so fast it'll make your head spin. But we're not doing a damn thing to these guys down here.
Well, no, they're not. No, they're not, because these guys are part of the plan. They're part of the agenda. You know, that's all there is.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, well, look, I mean, they're in Oregon. They had the FBI. They had the military. The boy got killed. He got murdered over there. I mean, you know, but they're not willing to do a damn thing here. Trump can't really do anything right now. He's looking into the Insurrection Act and the Power Act. He's trying to make decisions and do the steps that's necessary. So he doesn't get his ass in hot water. That's what people don't understand. He's trying to do this thing so he doesn't, because they're trying to corner him. And they're trying to corner us. They're trying to put us in the middle, you know, the militias and all that. They want us to go. Me and Lucretia talked about this last night. They want the militias to go out there and do something stupid and feel something stupid. That's what most of these guys aren't understanding.
Joseph, let me tell you something about animal nature, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When you get a school of piranhas that come out and they infest these flooded rivers in the Amazon, and once these rivers recede, they go down and they leave pools, they leave puddles, okay, and these piranhas get trapped in there, all right? When those
mm-hmm.
piranhas get trapped in there and there's no food around, they get hungry. So what do? They turn on the weakest piranhas and they cannibalize each other.
Mm-hmm.
That is what's happening in Seattle right now. Like I said, seal it all. Don't let nothing go in. Don't let nothing come out. And trust me. What you're going to see, the live version of Kurt Russell's and John Carpenter's Escape from New York is what you're going to see, that type of society. Okay.
All right. Well, I know for a fact, and I don't know if you could probably confirm it, but a lot of truckers saying that they're not going to be delivering in that area. They've already said that.
Oh, no. I've heard that, too. They're not going up there. They're turning loads down left. They're turning loads left down left and right to go to Seattle. Seattle's going to be in a bind.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm surprised the electric and the power company had shut the power off because since Chad was in a different country, that's the, you know. I want to go there,
well,
but I think I'll be quiet. You know where I'm going at, but, you know.
It's real easy. Okay. Now, just for example, I could take Russell, my friend Eric, who is
mm-hmm.
also a Marine, Eric Lee, okay, and Ricky Siraj and David Babbitt, okay,
mm-hmm.
and myself. We're all veterans. And I could get us 5 Whitman rifles, 6mm, I call them Whitmans because Charles Whitman used the same rifle. And get us up on top of those buildings right there in that Chad zone or whatever the fuck they want to call it now. And I guarantee you, with some high-luck scopes and some match ammunition, we could clear that son of a bitch out in less time than it took Charles
yeah.
Whitman to kill 13 people and wound 18 more.
You
I mean,
know,
it's not simple. They could do it if they wanted. The police could do it if they want to do it, but they don't want to do it. They don't want to do it. They talk about this shit on in the news and everything else, but they're sitting back and they're letting this happen. So, you know, as far as myself, no fucks given. No fucks given. Let them burn the city to the ground, ball like that.
No, yeah, exactly. And I thought that is, you know, if they wanted the manpower, they could call the other counties in to get that manpower to do it and get heavy equipment.
Well, the thing of it is, they don't want to do it. They are part of the agenda. They are part of the plan. You know, if a Patriot outfit militia did that, you'd have 9,000 federal officers on the fucking ground and all that kind of stuff. But the thing of it is, this is part of the agenda. The cops are telling them to leave them alone, and I don't think most cops like it. But you know, they're at this point. You know what, man? I'm gonna say something right now, I guess it's in support of the blue. You can call it whatever you want to call it. I tell you right now, if I was an LEO, I would just fucking turn my shit in and say good luck and let fucking nature run its course, all right? I mean, these guys are going out there. Like Virgil said, they're going to crucify these two cops there in Atlanta who did nothing other than they're going to crucify them for no other reason than political expediency. Like I said, they're already making this guy out to be another martyr. And let me ask you, ladies and gentlemen, I asked you this at the beginning of the show. I'll ask you again. How bad do you have to beat a kid or children to get 7 years in prison? Alright? And a liberal fucking government put this guy back on the street because they don't want these guys getting COVID-19. You know what? If you beat a kid bad enough to get 7 years in prison, I think you ought to be put in a fucking rest home. Right there taking care of the old people that are dying from it. No mask, no nothing. You ought to get a life. You ought to get the death penalty.
Oh, yeah.
This guy is not a hero. He's not a good human being. He fought the cops. He took a weapon. The cops did exactly what I think any cop should do under those circumstances, you know. And they're going to crucify these guys. They're going to ruin their lives, like Virgil said earlier, for nothing other than political expediency. And if I wore a badge right now, I would walk into my chief or sheriff's office tomorrow, and I'd throw that son of a bitch on his desk, and I'd say, fuck these motherfuckers. They deserve what they got coming, and just let it fall apart.
Russell, there's a thing. All right, every one of these officers out there, okay, whether it's New York, California, Louisiana, Texas, whatever, okay, they have what they call K time and sick time built up. You know what? They don't have to quit. They don't have to quit. They can put in for that sick time anytime they want. And I guarantee you, 14 to 21 days sick time, I tell you what, let every law enforcement officer in this country, every city, state, and municipal law enforcement, county sheriffs, whatever, go on 21 days sick leave all at the same fucking time. Buddy, we will get a chance to burn up some ammo then, Gunny. Yes, indeed, brother.
Hey, Roger, they want to abolish the cop, get rid of them, you know? So be it. Let the guys go on vacation. They deserve a vacation, you know? Some time off.
If you think this country depended on truck drivers during the COVID bullshit, okay?
Right.
Let every swinging dick and split tail that wears a badge put in for their sick time or vacation time or K time.
Mm-hmm.
Let them put in for that for 21 days and watch everything go to really shit.
Yep.
I guarantee you. You know, right now, there's a place in Baton Rouge called Regal Plastics. Okay, they're having a back order on plexiglass because they're putting plexiglass in between the poker machines and everything in the casinos and all, and in front of the counters and all of this. I know you've seen them in the stores. This guy is making money hand over fist on plexiglass. I mean, plexiglass is the new gold nowadays. If you got a fix on some plexiglass, oh brother, you can set yourself up for retirement right now.
Right.
And this here, well, let me tell you something. If the police and everybody in law enforcement goes on vacation or sick time at the same time in this country, let me tell you something. I'm gonna be able to sell bullets for $100 a
pound. Mm-hmm.
And believe me, I've got bullets.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's gonna be pandemonium. And Constantina wire and Bob wire to put around your house, oh buddy, they're gonna be tearing cattle fences down left and right across the country for home security.
And I don't know why I'm just full of random shit today, but you sit down, do a shot of tequila, a shot of whiskey, or whatever. You know how that term came to be?
Educate everybody. What's all that one?
Okay. Back in the old west and stuff like that, you could either buy your shot, you know, some whiskey with currency or one bullet, and that's why it became to be called a shot.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
If you want to continue or do you want to go on a break, or I didn't realize we
time flies when you're having fun.
I do got to get up at 5 in the morning.
So, you got to get up early. Let's go ahead and call it. We'll come back tomorrow night, see what interesting shit happens.
All right, I'm looking, possibly I might be getting hired. Well, I got hired to do working a gravel plant, making $25 an hour, so I couldn't turn it down. So,
working where?
At a gravel plant, at a curry plant.
Driving
heavy equipment.
And Louisiana has gotten the biggest infrastructure grant in history. Okay.
Wow.
We got $134 million in an infrastructure grant. Guess to do what? To do what? We're gonna elevate the road through the marsh going to Grand Isle. We're going to elevate LA-1 up to where it doesn't flood anymore during a hurricane.
But there are
134.
There ain't nothing in Grand Island. Ain't that kind of like the bridge nowhere?
Yeah. $134 million. I asked Senator Ward, I said, since we got all this money coming in, are you going to make sure that you hire contracts that will put in financial distress because of COVID-19 and almost a filing bankruptcy? Are you going to give them the first shot at these contracts that's going to go out? Because no, you know what they're gonna fucking do? You know what they're gonna fucking do? They're gonna hire every swinging dick on that fucking crew to do that road is gonna know five fucking words of English.
Well, no.
I guarantee
you. You're exactly right. I've seen that all day long here today here in Texas, Virgil. That's the biggest sellout of American jobs in the history of America. And these motherfucking illegals have worked every day through this shutdown. We have 30 million Americans unemployed, and these companies are running illegal because they're cheap and they get away with it.
Now, that ain't that like crazy up here. Man.
But
I got
not
lucky.
One. But here's the thing, Russell. Not one piece of legislation that I proposed. I proposed this to over 30 members of the state legislature to revamp the laws on child sex trafficking and child pornography trafficking, and not one even hit the committee for discussion. Not one.
Wow. There's a lot.
Yeah. I mean,
that's a lot.
I know.
We have a married couple who is now under federal protective custody in undisclosed locations because of over 200 cases of child molestation and child pornography. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
This has spanned from Louisiana to Mississippi to Alabama to Georgia up the East Coast to New York, and now fucking Interpol's involved in this shit because now they're finding this shit over in fucking Europe. These same videos from Louisiana are being found over in Europe. Now Interpol sex crimes is involved in it.
And you know what's going to really piss you off, Virgil? Those guys right there in Louisiana who were the butt of this, got all those cases brought against them and stuff like that. I guarantee you the reason they know this stuff went to where it went is because they're talking and they're going to get some kind of sweetheart deal. What do you want to bet?
Oh, yeah. We've got several members of law enforcement. One of them is a retired Louisiana state trooper. One of them is a retired Baton Rouge firefighter. And, I mean, it is all kind of people involved in this. I mean, this is disgusting. I mean, let me give you an example of how sick these motherfuckers were. Okay? The wife was a school teacher. Okay? She was a school teacher. And even though it was against the rules, she was bringing homemade treats to the children. Homemade treats that her husband masturbated over and ejaculated in, and they fed them to the kids.
Huh.
Yep. I read that.
Mm.
I mean, you know, and you got to understand, that's just not little local government thing. This kind of shit goes all the way up, man. Prince Harry, Prince Edward. We know the Clintons were involved in all of this. I mean, the list just goes on and fucking on and on.
Mm-hmm.
And
Russell, if you were going to open up a country music theme park, would you just automatically, out of your ass, pull out the town of Branson, Missouri? Okay? Branson, Missouri, where Bill Clinton is the governor? Okay? Branson, Missouri, with that country music theme park, every one of those institutions, every one of those businesses, including Dolly World, is a drug front. That's where Barry Seals was flying in his loads of cocaine from Central America to the United States. They were going to Branson, Missouri.
Yeah, I remember that.
I bet you Russell. I bet you Russell can fucking confirm that.
I remember when that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, guys, it's that time. So, I guess we'll be back tomorrow night. We'll see what the hell happens then. It's new if we make it. You know. I tell you what, I don't know. I know me and Lucretia was talking last night. We talked for a good hour on the phone, and she's like we are, you know. But she wants to keep it going to get people educated. But like I told her, I said, you know, we're exhausted. I go, we're tired, and, you know, we're at the point that she is too. But, you know, she wanted me to tell you guys that she loves y'all. You know,
okay.
Everything.
Relay back. We love her too. But I'm gonna tell you what. Everybody, you need to look at this Seattle situation really, really hard. Mm-hmm. Because I'm gonna tell you what. It's time we get our shit together.
Yep.
And it's time that we start finding us a place to where we can hold up. And we can fight off this motherfucking shit and everything else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know,
because it doesn't come time to take the chips off the shoulders, and it
mm-hmm.
doesn't come time where we need to start getting fucking serious about shit.
Yep.
Big time.
You know what I was picturing about you last night, Virgil, that you was sitting on one of those buildings like your little fist of bombs. I'm throwing them out there.
I'm not gonna mention any names. I'm not gonna mention any names. But you know, I do know someone who has a pretty good invention. He's taking these old spent hand grenade fuses, and he's re-drilling them and putting 209 primers in them. And if you take that and put it on a pineapple and put it, you know, you can't let it go and throw it because, you know, as soon as you let it go, it goes off. But he figured out you can take these things and put them inside of a mason jar where it holds a spoon and seal it and throw it off of a building. And when the jar breaks, the spoon flies and it goes off. You know, and I'm mentioning any names. Who showed me this? You know, just asking for a friend. You know.
All right. No, I was picturing that last night, and I like, you know, if the three of us went in there, you was doing your special homemade mark, Russell standing there with machine guns, I was sitting there giving the intel. I was like, go through all kinds of stuff last night.
Oh, and for all you people that have one of those can openers that open, you know, your electric can opener, you stick open, and it cuts the side of the can open. And you can pop the top off instead of the top of it. Wash those cans and lids out and start saving them up and mail them to me. I could really use them.
All right, guys. We'll come back tomorrow and everything. So, we'll just see what happens, you know, and everything. So,
yep.
Anyhow, good night. Y'all be safe out there.
All right. Y'all too.
Bye.
All right. Good night, America.
Good night.